Okay, so now we're on to item, the next item, the nominations for the committees, for the PNB committees. Do we want to do, as was suggested earlier, to nominate people by email by, I guess it would be, by a certain date so that they can get on the ballot? So people can go back to their stations and confer with each other to see who wants to be on which committee. We can do that.
Madam Chair, can I make a suggestion?
Sure, go ahead.
It's basically, it would be to nominate by email, but we can maybe speed it up by nominating that everybody at a station nominates everyone else, and that gives everybody time to go back and discuss it among themselves, and then those people who actually don't want to run will just decline.
Okay, and then they'll need to decline in time, so that their name does not go on the ballot. Bill, when do you need the information to send for the ballot to go out, on the 15th?
Well, the motion that we passed a little while ago was to that I would send out the ballots by next Tuesday, which is the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I guess if I could get it by the 15th, that'd be good, because there's a whole bunch of ballots. Every
right.
Every position for every station like this is a separate ballot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan.
I would like to propose that we just go through each committee and have people nominate or self-nominate for each committee one by one. And then we know who's interested in being on what committee. And that, you know, that will take a lot less headache and time, I believe, than, you know, nominating everybody and then by email trying to figure it out. And may I ask a question? Am I correct mm-hmm. that the PNB ends up voting for who should be on which committee? Is the PNB
correct.
Or is it the okay, so
The PNB votes for which PNB members will be on which committee. The LSBs vote on which LSB members will be on each PNB committee. So there are LSB members on the committees, on the PNB committees, but those are picked by the LSBs.
Okay, so I would say for the PNB members that if we could just nominate and self-nominate, go through each committee, and just, I mean, people know what committees they want to be on by and large. And if, you know, like I would say, you know, I'm going to self-nominate for the personnel committee. And you know, I'm not going to nominate myself for a bunch of other committees. And I think that we could be, it would be a lot more expeditious if we just did that. Then we don't have to have, I don't think, you know, if two people from one station want to run, fine. Okay, no problem. That's my suggestion.
This is Maski Law. This
Bill
is Maski
for the sec.
Okay, Maski Law and then Bill. Go ahead, Maski Law.
I agree with Jan. I think we should just self-nominate this evening. Let's just take, shouldn't take that long to do. Self-nominate, and then I guess we'll be on the ballot. I don't know how that works after that. But we should definitely self-nominate. I don't want my name on all the committees and then have to decide and have to just decline for each thing that I don't want. So let's see if we can do it tonight.
Okay, Bill?
I basically agree also. And just a reminder, if your name gets left off and then after talking to people at your station you want to split up who's on which committees differently, you can write somebody else in. There'll be write-in provisions for all the ballots. So this isn't the actual final say on all the nominations tonight.
Right. So
but
we
I agree
have.
With Jan, we should try to do that.
So Right. Okay. So the whole PNB. I'm sorry. Someone's trying to get attention. I can't quite make out who it is.
Gary.
Go ahead.
Hi. Okay. So a few weeks ago, after I was pretty much strong-armed out of the Strategic Planning Committee, I was supposed to be in touch with someone from the Programming Committee. That never happened. So can I still request to self-nominate, or do I just become a part of the Programming Committee? That was on the table three weeks ago.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is starting a brand new year of committee membership.
Right.
Okay, so you can self-nominate for any committee.
I would like to self-nominate for a program.
There's nine committees, there's four standing and five ad hoc. We can just start. So we'd have to go. Who wants to be nominated from KPFK for the Finance Committee?
Mansoor would like to nominate.
And then we'd have to go to the next station and the next station. So this is going to take a while. Okay. Does everyone agree to do it this way?
Madam Chair, may I make a suggestion?
Go ahead.
Rather than going, saying who from KPFK, blah, blah, blah. But I think we could just say who would like to nominate or self-nominate, and we don't have to go through KPFK. We all know what all the stations are. People who know what, committee they want to be on or what want to nominate. I think we could do it much quicker by just saying who would like to nominate or self-nominate to be on the program committee.
Okay. Right. Okay. All right. So, and we'll figure out who's from which.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes. Who's that?
This is Lawrence.
Okay.
Is the committee of
especially the new people? Can you say your name when you want a point of something, please? Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay. I will do. So, is the Committee of Inclusion the standing committee? Because it's in the bylaws, and I don't see it as one of the committees.
It is, but it is chosen by the LSBs. Each LSB has a committee of inclusion, but they report to the PNB.
Right.
Each committee of inclusion from each station reports to the PNB.
Okay, thank you.
So we're not doing those nominations here. That will have to be done at your LSBs. Okay.
Bill for the stack.
Okay, Bill.
Just as a point about affiliate directors, another kind of ambiguity in the bylaws, Article 8, Section 2 says that except as otherwise provided in the bylaws, each committee shall have essentially just one director, at least one director, and two delegates. And it doesn't say anything about affiliate representatives. Now, the task forces are different. Anybody can be on any of the task forces. And so it doesn't say specifically affiliate directors kind of be on there. But in the past, that hasn't been allowed. But I think I don't have a problem with affiliate directors being on those other committees.
No, because, Bill, you're incorrect. You're incorrect, Bill. And
In the past, we had affiliate directors. We had to vote on affiliate directors for the different committees. That's what we did last year. We had vote for either FIDIA or our other affiliate director. I'm drawing a blank now. To be on the committee.
Can I request to speak, please?
Who's that?
Gary.
Gary, go ahead.
Bill is incorrect. a few weeks ago, Robin and myself were invited to not a task force, but committees. And I suspect that I would still be able to do that. So Bill is incorrect.
That's right. Last year we had affiliate members on the committees, and we had to vote for affiliate directors for the committees. So, and we did that the year before, too. So right. As far as I can remember, we've always done that, except there are some restrictions. Are there restrictions on the audit? I mean, on the finance committee, coordinating committee?
Yeah,
timekeeper.
Finance committee.
One second, Mansoor.
Sure.
What did you say? Timekeeper.
Timekeeper. Yes. We are 11 minutes in this 10-minute segment, so just.
Okay.
I would say let's extend for 5 more minutes.
Okay. Any objections? Is there a second?
Second. James.
James, thank you. Any objections? Okay. Okay. To make it quicker, I would like, how about if everybody emails what committee they want to be nominated for, or if you want to nominate someone else.
And who do we nominate? Who do we send it to the whole PNB?
Yes. So we have. Okay. So. So we need directors from each station and the affiliates to express their interest in being on the committees. The finance, audit, coordinating. Personnel, programming, strategic planning, development, elections, and governance.
Request for information.
Okay. Yes, is that you, James?
Yes, it is. Sorry.
Okay.
James, I was supposed to be last year on the elections committee, but as far as I know, I never received a notice for a meeting. I don't believe it did meet. Do we expect committees to meet?
You are correct. It did not. I think that whoever was on the elections committee got overwhelmed or something. They didn't meet. They should have met, but they didn't meet.
But it should be active and will be active.
Yes.
In all likelihood. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Point of information here, Ralph.
Yes, Ralph. What's your question?
Who shall these nominations be sent to?
Please send them to pnb@pacifica.org. And that way we will all get them, and we will see who is self-nominating or nominating someone else.
Bill for the stack.
Yes, Bill.
Very strongly suggest in the subject line you put committee nominations, because if we start, yeah. By next Monday we may have 200 emails sent to the PNB, and we have to sort those out.
Yeah.
So put committee nominations in the subject line, please.
So that's the suggestion. Is there any objection to having people email their self-nomination rather than doing it tonight?
Request for information, Chair. Lawrence?
Yes. Muscula, then Lawrence. Go ahead.
Will there be any bar to the committee that you would like to select or be on? Any bars?
The only bar is that only one director from each station. There's only one position for a director from each station. So if two directors from a station want to be on a committee, there will be an election and for that one position.
Thank you.
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Also, the same person cannot be on both audit and finance.
Right. Thank you.
You can be a nomination. You can nominate yourself for both, but if you're elected to both, you'll have to step down from one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Yes. So are we still going to self-nominate, or are we just going to do email nominations?
I'm just trying to get a vote on if you want to do it tonight or if you want to do it by email. So right now the suggestion is to self-nominate by email, and I'm trying to see if there's any objections to that. If we do it tonight, we'll have to go through all nine committees, and we can do that, but I would like, then we might not be able to get to some other things. We don't really have that much left on the agenda, but we only have about 45 minutes left till time certain midnight to adjourn, and we still we have to renew ad hoc committees. Not sure we have to do that. Set dates for regular PNB meetings. Set date for special all-day teleconference meeting. And we have time left. Continue voting on bylaw amendments. So, is there any objection to self-nominating for the committees, for the PNB committees, by email? Well, first of all, is there a second to that proposal?
Second. James.
Okay, thank you. Any objections? Okay, hearing no objections, what you do is to self-nominate or to nominate someone else for any of the nine committees. Send an email with committee nominations in the subject line, and then in the body, put the person that you are nominating, yourself or someone else, put the committee, put all nine committees, or the committee that you're interested. If you're interested in being on more than one committee, that's okay too. Except you can't be audit and finance, and just send that on to pnb@pacifica.org. Any questions? Any more questions?
Request, yes. Request for information.
Okay, go ahead.
Could you or Bill please restate the exact subject heading that you want on these emails?
Bill, what's the subject heading that you want?
A committee nominations.
Not PNB committee nominations, just committee nominations.
Well, you can put that, but at least put the words committee nominations. I'll probably just search for those words in the subject.
Got it. Thank you.
Can I make another quick comment or suggestion?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Just when we get these compiled, I'll send out a listing of all of them, hopefully at least a few hours before the deadline for mailing out the ballots, I hope. But there's probably going to be about 45 ballots. Just the committees now, because remember there's nine committees and there's four different positions for each committee, because you have like a KPFA representative and a KPFK representative and a WBI representative. Those are all separate elections.
Five different.
They may only have one name in them, but the ballot will be the ballot. You'll have a lot of ballots, not just one.
But
you need to vote on all of them.
Yeah. But you will, okay, so we'll have all of them because people will be able to write in, is what you're saying. I think in the past, if there were not any nominations, we did not have that on the ballot. But we're going to go ahead and have all of them on the ballot this time.
Right. I don't think it'll take long, but just make sure that you vote for all the positions. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. Another request for information?
Yes, James.
I apologize for this question. It's one of those I should know the answer to. I just want to be clear. There's only one PNB representative allowed on each of the committees. And
that is, yes. Mm-hmm.
From each station.
Other people from the station on the same committee would have to be LSB members, but not PNB members. In other words, I served on, and I want to ask a specific question. I served on the audit committee with Eileen Rosen as the chair, and I believe she wants to chair again. But if she was to do that, she would be the only PNB representative allowed on the audit committee, and then I would, if, you know, wanting to defer to her, I would not want to nominate myself for the audit committee. Is that correct?
No. Only one director from each station.
Oh, I see. Oh, thank you, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, two delegates from each station.
Thank you.
And one director from each station.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yep, thank you for asking that question. I'm sure other people might have had it too. Okay. Any other questions?
One more quick comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
And all the positions don't have to be filled. So it's okay if some of them are blank.
Yeah. That is true, but we would encourage you to get on the committees that you really want to, you know, that your goals, that you can fulfill your goals in, that you have for Pacifica. So hope hearing from the different committee chairs was helpful in helping you make that decision. Okay, any other questions on this?
James again, sorry.
Go ahead, James. All right.
Is there either a limitation or any sage advice from senior members about how many committees a person should think about being on?
May I answer that, Mansoor?
Sure.
Mansoor, it's between you and your God. How much time do you have?
Might be between you and your partner.
Madam Chair.
But that's God.
Madam Chair,
thank you.
Yes, Dwayne.
I would suggest letting it be of God how much time did he commit to local committees and divide it. If he didn't serve that many local committees, he probably don't want to get on very many PNB committees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really a personal decision, you know, if you, that's true. I would encourage everyone to be on at least one committee, and, you know, especially if it's a committee that you opinions and ideas about and concerns about, if it's the finances of Pacifica that you're worried about, get on either the finance or the audit committee. If you're concerned about the programming and, you know, you want to see programming policy to encourage Pacifica to be the best it can be, get on the programming committee. If you want to make sure we have good personnel, get on the personnel committee, et cetera. You know, if you want to make sure our elections go properly, get on the elections committee. If you want to work on our governance structure, get on the governance. We do need some leadership in the governance committee right now, because we're, you know, one of the things the CPB has told us that we have too much governance and we need to really look at what we have and, you know, see how we can make it work better.
This is still James
again.
And
of course we need people on development. We need people having ideas about how to get more income and bring more money into Pacifica so we can do all our great ideas. Go ahead, James.
Is there a conflict of interest between people who have to run in the next election being on the elections committee?
I don't think so.
Thank you.
It's basically the PNB sets policy. It doesn't do operations. So, yeah. Okay.
Adrian to the stack.
Go ahead. Who is that again?
It's a request for information. When do we have to have the Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
When do we have? Thank you. When do we have to have these self nominations in by?
The 15th, but sooner would be better, so that Bill doesn't get swamped with overwhelming email on the last day before the ballots are due out. You know, the more time you have to work on it, the less mistakes there will be. So, ASAP. Any other questions?
Yeah, Chair. This is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized real quick.
Okay, Lawrence. Somebody's got a beeping noise going on. If you please mute your phone, if that's you.
You muted. Mute here.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence.
So, is it the conflict of interest for a poll person to be chair of an LSB and also have a partner on the PNB? Just asking.
Well, I don't think, I think we have a restriction for being an officer of an LSB and being on the PNB. That's, the two can't happen at the same time. I think that's the main, that's the only restriction.
Yeah, I think that maybe my question wasn't understood. In terms of somebody that will be counting the votes and also being an officer of an LSB.
Who will be counting? Wait, what vote counting?
Right. In other words, when the elections for officers and for election of officers, when that gets counted, is it okay for somebody who's a chair of another school and someone who has a person of interest, a significant other, put it that way, on the PNB, is that a conflict?
Nancy, may I address this?
Is that Jan? Is that Jan?
Yes, it's Jan.
Go ahead, Jan.
I don't know if Mr. Reyes may be thinking of me, but Terry Goodman is not related to Jan Goodman at all. I have a daughter named Terry.
No, Jan, I know he's not related to you.
I know
Terry Goodman is not related
to you. Madam Chair, Dwayne Mark.
Okay, I thought it might have been that, so okay.
Okay. So I thought you were going to say yes or no, it was, because you're a lawyer.
Yeah.
Let me see. We do have a policy on conflict of interest. Let me read the policy. Go ahead, Dwayne. Go ahead while I'm looking up.
Certainly. It would be more than an opinion of an attorney or a member of this body, but it's clear potential conflict of interest, especially having experience with a local chair who has been a previous teller, that does show bias even in acting as a chair, and having a spouse as a potential candidate, an appearance, even if it wasn't. It would be an appearance of conflict of interest. So it's in the best interest of fairness and transparency, it would appear that we should seek an alternative or a additional teller. That's the point. The very appearance.
Okay, so
Adrian to the stack.
So a conflict of interest exists where the financial or business interests of an interested person, which is any person serving as director, officer, delegate, associate, representative, employee, member of the board or LSB.
Hello, this is Grace for the staff.
Yes, one second. I'm reading the conflict of interest. Are may be inconsistent with the best interests of the foundation. The following circumstances shall be deemed to create a conflict of interest. A contract or transaction between the foundation and an interested person or a family member. A contract or transaction between the foundation or a foundation radio station, and an entity in which an interested person or family member has financial interest, or which such person has a relationship, for example, as a director, officer, trustee, partner, or guardian. A compensation arrangement between any entity or individual with which the foundation or a radio station has a contract or transaction and an interested person or family member. A compensation arrangement between any entity or individual with which the foundation has a contract or transaction and an entity in which an interested party or family member has financial interest. An interested person competing with the foundation or rendering services in any other contract or transaction with a third party, an interested person accepting gifts, entertainment, or other favors from an individual or entity that does not or is seeking to do business, has received or is receiving or is seeking to receive a loan or grant. So those are the situations in which there is a conflict of interest. So...
This is Grace from the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Grace.
In the interest of harmony on this board, can we possibly ask Terry Goodman to find a third recipient of the ballots so that, or to suggest that Matthew Moore be replaced by another assistant teller?
Okay, could you make a motion on that? This would be amending a motion previously made that we just made tonight. Okay.
Jack, can I be recognized?
Can I be on the stack?
Okay.
This is Adrian. Can I be on the stack?
I yield to Adrian.
Okay, yes, Adrian, go ahead. And then, I'm sorry, who was that after Adrian?
Lawrence.
Was that Lawrence? Lawrence, okay, go ahead, Adrian.
Okay. Point of order.
Okay.
I would like to put that motion forward, and then if it's seconded, it can be discussed.
Okay.
But
go ahead. Okay. Right. You're right.
Isn't that
Adrian,
problem?
hang on to your point. We'll do that during debate. Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to ask Bill Crozier to write this down because I'm driving. Is that possible,
okay.
Bill?
You can do that, Bill, and then send it to the
okay.
board.
Yes.
I'd like to move that this board request Terry Goodman either find a second teller assistant or replace Matthew Moore as his teller assistant, and that he inform the board of his decision to do so, or his implementation of this request within 48 hours.
One second, please.
And I would add to that to avoid any conflict of interest, either real or imagined.
We still connected?
We're still connected.
I'm just
giving Bill a minute to. Have you got that,
yeah,
Bill?
I wrote it on my hand, and I will type it up now and send it to you.
Okay, Adrian. So, do I have a second on this motion?
Yeah, Lawrence to the stack, and Adrian's before me.
Okay, but you're seconding it, Lawrence?
No, I'm not.
Oh, did. We need a second on this motion.
Jan Goodman, second.
Thank you. Adrian, you have the floor.
Hi. This is clearly about Matthew Moore and me. so I feel that I should speak to it. There's no conflict of interest. There's no contract. There's no transaction. I'm not running as an officer. And I see no reason to replace Matthew in a position that he's served faithfully in before or to presume that he will not do his job ethically. This is distasteful, to say the least, and there's no conflict of interest. Matthew Moore and I are colleagues on the board, and in our personal life, we share a relationship, and the two are very separate. Thank you.
Ralph here on the stack.
Go ahead, Ralph.
Yes, I think.
Okay, you forgot me.
Oh, okay. I heard Ralph before you asked to be back on, Lawrence. I'll do you next.
That's
go ahead, Ralph. And then Duane after Lawrence. Go ahead, Ralph.
A substitute motion to have just mail to William Hairwagon as the second person.
All right, is there a second?
A second, Lawrence.
Okay. All right.
Lawrence, who made that motion? Sorry.
Ralph Pointer?
Yes, okay. Ralph Pointer.
Would substitute, are you able to wait till... Okay, so when Bill sends his, when Bill sends Grace's motion to the PNB, would you email back where you want your substitution, to, what words you want to be substituted?
Certainly.
Okay. So,
Lawrence?
Do I have... Yeah, go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. My concern has nothing to do with disparaging anyone or questioning the ethics. It just has to do with the appearance of impropriety and the appearance of a conflict. And I would rather side on the side of caution instead of putting someone in a position to be questioned. Not question their integrity, but just to be questioned because, you know, they were officers of LSP. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, is there anyone against the substitute motion?
I request it to be recognized.
I object to the substitute motion.
I'm sorry, Duane, you were on the stack next.
Yes, Madam Chair, I certainly appreciate and acknowledge Matthew Moore's service as a teller, and it has absolutely nothing to do with a disparage. I think just in the interest of transparency and to avoid the appearance, because the bylaws do not specifically cite, I think any organization, any corporation seeks to avoid the appearance of impropriety. And so I believe Matthew Moore is serving the local chair. He has his hands full. So I don't think we should be spending a lot of time in debating. We do have a gentleman, Mr. Hairwagon, has agreed to do so. So in the best interest of time, I just don't understand why someone want to argue this point.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, first, I don't know if William Hairwagon is familiar with IRB tabulation or if he's willing to do it. And secondly, the way that Terry Goodman does the ballot preparation is that it's not only secret, but it's also verifiable by each person who votes. You can verify that your ballot was counted because you provide your own code, whatever you want it to be, and then those ballots are made public with the code number, so you can tell if yours is in there and if it was correct. And then it's also transparent because all those ballots are made public. So it doesn't matter who the ballot recipient is, as long as they know how to do the IRV tabulations and they're willing to do the work. You know, there's some time involved in this.
part of the other day.
Okay. All right. So, let's see. Who is that?
Dwayne Lark, orders of the day.
Oh, is that why you wanted the floor then, Dwayne?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so we were going to vote on the substitute motion. Let's see. Ralph, do you see Bill's posting of Grace's motion? It says Grace Herron move that this board request Terry Goodman to either find a teller assistant or replace Matthew and inform the board of the implementation of this request within 48 hours to avoid any conflict of interest, either real or imagined. Okay, so...
I think I said another teller assistant, which would be that Terry Goodman as a teller with two teller assistants. That was, do you understand?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so it would be, so instead of Terry Goodman to find a teller, it would be to find another teller assistant or replace Matthew Moore.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so Ralph, which were the words, are you working on a substitute motion that we are going
and
to vote on?
Motion would merely replace the name of Matthew Moore with William Hairwagon.
You don't want to replace Matthew Moore. You don't want to replace William Hairwagon.
I want to replace the name Matthew Moore.
Yeah. Okay, I think I know what you want to do. Okay. I think what you mean to say is, or to replace Matthew Moore with William Hairwagon.
Yes.
Okay. So the substitute motion would be, move that this board request Terry Goodman to either find another teller assistant or replace Matthew Moore with William Hairwagon. Is that correct?
I'm amending the original motion.
Right. And is that, are you going to send it by email, or is that what I just said, is that the way you want it?
The way you just said it is the way I want it.
Okay. So I will send that back at everyone.
Understand, I'm not amending Grace's motion. I'm amending the original motion.
Right. And Grace's motion is the original motion. I'm sorry. Oh. Okay. I'm sorry. No, I was wrong. Okay. So it would be to replace the original motion where it says the ballots shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the election teller, and to William Hairwagon, who shall be the second ballot recipient. That's your substitute.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Grace's... So Grace's motion is a... Oh, boy. Grace's motion is an amendment of the original motion, and yours is a substitute to the original motion.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Okay. All right, so.
I need all this in writing.
Right.
It's confusing.
Yeah. Okay, so can we have, we're not substituting the amendments, we're substituting the we're substituting the original motion. I'm getting confused as to how we handle this. I think we vote on, but the thing that I'm confused about is how Grace's motion, what part of the original motion is Grace's motion going to amend? I don't think we said that. We weren't clear on that.
Chair, this is Lawrence with a point of order.
Yes, what's your point of order? What rule is being broken?
I don't know, but the Grace's motion is the main motion, and it was amended by Bill Pointer. I mean, John Pointer. Or Bill Pointer. Bill Pointer,
no,
sorry.
No, Grace's motion is an amendment of a motion that we passed earlier tonight. So the original motion is the motion on that Bill read on voting, on the motion to establish the voting process for elections of PNB officers. So, okay.
I stand corrected. Thank you.
Well, we sort of have two substitute motions. If we vote on this, on Ralph's substitute motion, what does that do to Grace's motion?
I believe it was her motion after.
Sorry?
If it's voted on, Grace's motion is out.
Okay.
Yes.
Who's asking for the floor?
Dwayne Lark.
Well, Bill, I'd like to say something else, too.
Okay. Dwayne, go ahead, and then Bill.
Appeal for an opinion of the parliamentarian.
Okay. Mr. Parliamentarian, we have an opinion. Uh-oh, I hope he's still there. One second. Go ahead, Bill.
Ralph, if the substitute motion is accepted, that is voted on and passed, then the Grace's motion is out.
Okay. All right. That makes sense to me. All right. Unless we hear anything else from Mr. Tatum, that's what we'll do. So, Bill, you wanted to say something? Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah. Okay. So, just procedurally, so if we pass the substitute, Ralph's substitute, then that takes a majority vote. If we're amending or substituting the original motion that was already adopted, it takes a 2/3 vote, right?
Ralph's
rules.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind people, it's, you know, we have no, we don't know if William can arrange a public venue in proper time and coordinate with Terry Goodman. I hope he can. I don't know, but it just, you know, this is the sort of thing you have to check out in advance. And I did verify with Terry and Matthew before the meeting that they were to do this. So I'm just pointing out this as a potential problem. And if you say it has to be done a certain way and the person isn't willing to do it or can't do it, then we're stuck.
William has been very giving with his time and energy to this station. So please, accept my...
I would like to amend Ralph's substitute motion to say... it would say...
Who's speaking?
This is Nancy, the chair.
Okay,
so the ballots shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the election teller, and to William Hairwagon, or another teller assistant if William is not available. Another teller assistant, not Matthew Moore, if William is not available.
Ralph here, accepted.
Okay. Are there any objections to that amendment?
Can you send that, please, Nancy?
Yeah.
I object to any motion that names William Hairwagon.
Okay. One second. So let me get this quickly to the...
Ralph had second to that motion that I heard.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to a vote. And I'm going to, I have to get the agenda and get the, I just have to get the wording from the original motion. Hang on. Okay, let's see, here it is. So the motion to... Okay, here it comes. Hang on. Let's see. Or back to William. Here, wait a second. Or another. Okay, coming your way. I'm going to, put that, I'm going to underline that section that I just substituted. Okay. So in the original motion, it was my substitute, my amendment of Ralph's substitute is, and let's see, the ballots shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the election teller, and to William Hairwagon or another assistant teller who is not Matthew Moore, who shall be the second ballot recipient with the ballot return deadline being midnight Eastern Time, April 23rd. Okay. And Ralph seconded, and we need to go to a vote now. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote on this amendment of the substitute motion.
Because this is the question is whether to replace Ralph's substitute with your language. Is that correct?
Right, which I just sent.
Okay, let me write this down so I get it sure what we're voting on.
And I accepted that.
Okay, so okay, Grace Aaron.
Pass.
Grace passes. Gary Boast. Can't hear you, Gary. Robin Collier?
No.
Okay. Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
I'll pass.
Chris passes. Bill Crozier votes no. Tunnel Goldmacher?
Pass.
Tunnel passes. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Molly James? Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrienne Laviolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean votes no. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Eileen votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. James Egerton? Anthony James. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington? Anterior Muscular. Going back, Grace Aaron?
No.
Grace votes no. Carrie Boast?
I'm sorry, what were we voting on again? My phone was on mute.
Okay, we
Nancy
are voting.
Substitute.
Is it Matthew?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No.
Okay, Gary votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Wally James? Still can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. James Egerton?
I already
Henry
voted
James.
No, I thought I voted no.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. All right. And Muscular Washington? Okay, let me count. We have two yes.
Hello, can you hear
Muscular?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Muscular.
Abstain.
How do you abstain? Okay. Okay. So we have two yes.
Dwayne votes yes.
Dwayne votes yes. Okay. So that's three yes. Hold on here. Fifteen no's, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
Chair abstains. There'll be two abstentions. So this substitute fails.
So the substitute fails. So we vote on the substitute motion next, which is the same motion as this. The amendment was, and to William Hairwagon, who shall be the secondary ballot. So it does not have the part that I added, which was, or another assistant teller who is not Matthew Moore. So
this is Ralph's original substitute.
Ralph's original substitute, yeah. So please
okay.
Take the vote on Ralph's original substitute motion.
Okay, Grace Aaron? Grace, can't hear you.
Grace,
yeah.
Yeah.
Gary
Boast? Could you read the present motion again?
Yes, it is the original. It is the original motion.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
No, we can't.
Yeah.
We're up on a hill.
So it's substituting the sentence in the original motion. Could somebody please mute their phone? Something about going back up the hill or something. The ballots shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the election teller, and to William Hairwagon, who shall be the secondary ballot recipient, with the ballot return deadline being midnight Eastern Time on April 23rd, 2019. That's the part that's being substituted in the original motion that we voted on earlier tonight.
Okay, Grace Aaron. Interior Grace. Gary Boast?
No.
Can't hear you. Oh. Okay, Gary votes no. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. I could just barely hear you. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
No.
Jan votes no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Wally James? Still can't hear you. Is he on the call still, Nancy? Can you check? Or is he muted?
Who?
Wally James?
Oh,
Wally
I cannot
James.
Tell. I can't get to Maestro. I can't tell.
Okay. All right. Dwayne Lark?
Hey.
Can't hear you, Dwayne. What was that?
Abstain.
Did you say abstain? Okay, Dwayne abstains. Adrienne LaViolette?
No.
Adrienne votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Sean votes no. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Eileen votes no. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. James Egerton? Here, James. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Okay, Alex votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back, Grace Aaron, I didn't hear you.
No.
Okay, Grace votes no. Wally James? Still can't hear you. James Egerton?
No.
Okay, James votes no. Let me count here. We have two yeses.
One second before you get to driving a motion to extend the meeting. It's midnight.
Motion to extend the meeting for 10 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second? Okay. Any objection?
Second, James.
Okay. No objection. Go ahead. Do the vote count.
Okay, I can write that down too in a minute. Just a second.
Okay.
James seconded?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so the vote was 2 yes, 15 no, 2 abstentions. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Abstain.
That'd be 3 abstentions.
Okay,
so the substitute
motion fails, and we're going back to Grace's amendment of the main motion, which is move that the board request Terry Goodman to find another teller assistant or replace Matthew Moore and inform the board of the implementation of this request within 48 hours to avoid any conflict of interest, either real or imagined. And this will require a 2/3 vote. So, Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Pass.
Grace passes. Gary Bost?
Pass.
Okay, Gary passes. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
Pass.
Pass. Jan Goodman?
Am I correct that what this motion says is that Terry Goodman shall find another teller to assist and doesn't specify who it is? And doesn't specify who? It just says gives 48 hours to do it?
Yes.
Okay, I vote yes.
Okay, Jan votes yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina votes no. Wally James? Can't hear you, Wally. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrienne LaViolette?
Yeah.
Dwayne votes yes. Okay, thank you. Adrienne LaViolette?
No.
Adrienne votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
No.
Eileen votes no. Mansoor Sabah? Can't hear you, Mansoor. James Haggerton?
Pass.
James passes. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Tom Voorhees?
No.
Tom votes no. Muscular Washington?
Abstain.
Muscular abstains. Going back, Grace Heron?
No.
It's your own motion.
No.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Okay, reminding
Gary, you. Gary votes yes. We're not done yet. So, okay, Gary votes yes. Donald, Colin Goldmaker?
No.
Donald votes no. Wally James, couldn't hear you. Joe can't hear you. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. James Egerton?
No.
James votes no. Let me count here. We have 6 yeses. Twelve no's. And 1 abstention. Do you wish to vote, Madam Chair?
Chair abstain.
Okay, so it'll be
okay,
2 abstentions.
So the original motion stands as is. No amendment, no substitution. Okay. So we're going to the next item, which is the dates for the regular P&B meetings for the rest of the year.
Madam Chair, did we ever pass the main motion?
Oh, we passed it earlier tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. It's already been passed. This was a motion to modify it.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
point of order.
What's the rule being broken?
You're skipping item 10 and going to number 11.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Point well taken.
Point well taken, yes. Okay, so motion to renew ad hoc committees... Alex, did you send a motion on that?
I sent a motion on the Strategic Planning Committee. I can, if you want, I can read it.
Okay. We have other ad hoc committees. We have the elections, development, strategic planning, programming, personnel are all ad hoc committees. Do you want to wrap those into your motion?
It won't be easy because I'm proposing a slight change from the original enabling motion of the Strategic Planning Committee. I mean, it's a very minor change, but I don't know how those would play out with other committees. I mean, somebody can entertain a separate motion simply to renew the other ad hoc committees in the exact language they were originally created by.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would be a separate motion.
Okay. Has your motion already been emailed to you?
Yes, it was sent to the board earlier this evening.
I'm looking for it approximately. Initial blueprint for the planning committee, is that it?
No. It was notification of motion to Strategic Planning Committee. It came out, I don't know, about 7:40 p.m. Eastern Time.
Oh, okay, I see it. Okay. 7:41 Eastern Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I read the motion?
Later on in the email, down and below in the email, you say, I wish to reintroduce this motion with the following amended language, which is in red. That's what those red things were about. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I'll read the original motion, and I'll just add the amendments.
Is that from you, Alex?
Hold on.
Is that background noise from you?
Yeah, it's background noise. Can you?
Is it possible for you to go to another room? Because we can't quite understand you.
Yeah, okay. It's been muted.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Be it resolved, therefore, that a strategic planning committee be formed consisting of the following members. One, the executive director of Pacifica. Two, the chief financial officer of Pacifica. Three, the officers of the Pacifica National Board. Four, one director from each listening area to be selected by an IRV election. Five, one affiliate director to be selected by an IRV election. The mandate of this committee is to propose to the PNB the implementation of a financial recovery plan to address both the short-term and long-term requirements of the Pacifica Foundation. As such, this committee is charged with the responsibility to consider all options for raising funds and or liquidating assets, as well as restructuring the business model of Pacifica. The committee is authorized to engage experts in the field of strategic planning and recovery in order to assist them in their deliberations. And then there's a final thing, nominations to open positions on a strategic planning committee and elections to the committee shall be conducted by email in accordance with the provisions of other elections to committees of the PNB. The nomination period shall open, and I'm leaving the dates open because I'm not sure what dates we should have. It shall open on whatever date that is, close on whatever date. Election ballots shall be mailed out after a certain date and shall be due after on a certain date. The final composition of the committee shall be announced on another date, and the chair of the PNB shall convene its first meeting after that date. And the only amendments I'm proposing is where it says the chief financial officer of Pacifica is a member if a CFO is active, because we haven't had an active CFO for a while. So, and where it says the officers of the Pacifica National Board are members, I'm clarifying that to say the chair, vice chair, and secretary, provided that the secretary is a voting member of the PNB. And where it says the mandate of this committee is to propose to the PNB the implementation, I previously said financial recovery plan. I want to replace that with a comprehensive recovery plan. It's not just a financial dimension, in other words. And finally, I wanted to add this sentence. The committee shall adopt a holistic approach that includes how programming, governance, technology, and purpose impact on finances. So that's the slightly amended version of the enabling motion for the Strategic Planning Committee. Thank you.
Okay. I have a question. So since it has the officers of the PNB, it probably should wait until the nominations for this should probably wait until after the completion of the officers' election, because somebody might nominate themselves that doesn't need to, because they'll already be a chair or whatever. And
But isn't that the same situation as if people don't know what committees they're going to get onto, and they might get onto more than a committee that they don't want to be on? I don't know.
Well, I mean, it could leave some vacancies that will have to be filled later, but that's okay. You can do it that way too.
I have no objection to waiting till after the officers' election. if that sounds like a good solution.
And besides, we're way past time.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's. We're past time for the meeting. Yes, it's 12:12. So.
Motion to adjourn. Ralph here.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Any objections?
Second. According to Robert Rule,
excuse
the Assembly
me,
may be
Madam
fine
Chair.
To adjourn in order to hear one speech or
Madam
to take
Chair.
One vote, and therefore it must have the privilege of renewing the motion.
Hello,
to adjourn
Madam Chair, Chair. Jan Goodman here.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know.
Well, that was interesting.
Madam Chair, Jan Goodman.
Yes, Jan.
You were going to assign some tasks to the personnel committee today.
Chair, point of order, Chair.
We would have to vote two thirds to not adjourn and to continue. So I need to vote on if we're going to continue or not. We already had a motion to adjourn.
You know what? It's okay. We'll start and hopefully. Get direction.
So
it's okay, Madam Chair. I withdraw my suggestion.
Okay. So I think all these things can be dealt with in another meeting before our next regular meeting, if we so wish, or we can make some meetings. So, but right now we're going to be going forward with the nomination to the committee.
Point of personal privilege, Bill.
Yes. Yes.
Somebody's making background noise. It's hard for me to understand you. Plus, your voice is muffled, Nancy.
Oh, okay. I think we're going to have to. We did not get an extension of time, and we did not get a continuation meeting motion. So we're going to have to adjourn and. Wait until our next regular meeting, or if we have a special meeting called, we'll have to deal with this then. We can have the special meeting to deal with this then. So, thank you, everyone. Don't forget to nominate yourself for the different committees, and vote on the officers, and the ballots will be coming out on the 16th of April. And they're due back again on the 23rd of April. So, thank you, everyone. Good night. We are adjourned.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.